Welcome to this year's Money Makeover Challenge. We have just announced our class of 2023, and I'm so excited about the stories we'll be sharing with you. And I think all of you who are following Money Makeover are going to find someone you can identify with. So today I am joined by Sarah Ngwana from Absa, who was part of the selection team. And she also is responsible for pairing the candidates with their Absa advisors. And today together, we're going to unpack our candidate selection, why we selected them, and the stories we hope to share. So Sarah, welcome. Always a difficult task to select just six people. But I think we have a good mix this year.
Most definitely, Maya. And, you know, just to state that for us, we very excited at Absa and passionate about helping people achieve and actually enjoy their financial freedom. So when we have to go through that selection process and we see all those names, and I always see your face feeling sad and wishing we could include all those people, I truly feel your pain. So it's sad that we only can include six, but we've got six wonderful candidates for this year.
I know, Sarah, I think every year you think, oops, Maya, I always try and say, can't we take more? And you always have to be very strict with me. But anyway, we finalized the six. Hard to do, but we finalized them. So let's start with Zihle. So she's in her mid-20s. She's a qualified professional. She's got a good job in the medical field, and she should be at this time of her life, enjoying her life. Yet she finds herself responsible for raising her siblings, which is pretty tough.
Yeah, a typical real story in families, Maya. And you can correct me here, but I believe that her mother passed on in 2020. She was left with that responsibility to take care of siblings. And when under that pressure, you have no other choice but to try and get, you know, yourself into debt to help family.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah, absolutely. And you have paired her, though, with a great advisor.
Yes, definitely. So we've paired her with Anton Batiste, who they've already started navigating her finances. And they're going to try and help her with the unwinding of the mother's estate as well. So we're looking forward to see what's going to transpire from that.
And I think that's the point you made, Sarah, is that, you know, Zihle suddenly found herself in the situation. And she used credit to try and meet that shortfall. But of course, that is now really, really hurting her. And credit is one of those shortcuts that always seem like a great idea at the time. It's like it solves a problem right now, but it always ends up derailing your finances. And we have another candidate. So that's Milbakazi, who she's in her early 30s. And she's also facing the reality of having taken on too much debt too soon. And I think one of the reasons we chose her story is because she's quite typical of many young people who start working at a bank. Because if you're a bank employee, you get discounts on interest rates. And I think Milbakazi found herself under pressure from her extended family to help them achieve their goals. You know, oh, you've suddenly got access to credit at a better price. Help us take out loans for us. Sarah, is this something you come across, having worked at a bank, working at a bank?
Yeah, personally, and working in a bank, you see this quite a lot, Maya, where you think, oh, well, I'm employed, and you never think about the future of I might lose this job or whatever. Currently, you see all this is flashed in front of you. I can get discounts. I can be exposed to getting credit, and not only in my bank, but other banks as well. And as a result, you end up being so overly indebted. But with Milbakazi, she's already started working with Katuchela, Absa financial advisor, Katuchela Ravela, who's going to take it through the various repayment options, and getting Milbakazi and her husband together planning for their finances.
Yes, I think that was something we definitely picked up, but that's a couple they needed to get on the same page financially. So it's going to be an interesting journey as well. And then we have our third candidate, Molefi, and he's a very different story because he's in his early 30s, but he's actually financially sorted. He's paid off his debts. And although he supports his mother, he still had been able to build up some investments. And his goal is to be financially independent by the age of 45 so that he can start his own business.
Yes, Maya. always happy for us to include someone like Molefi. And the reason for that, Maya, is that they actually inspire young people. You know, we always get stories about debt repayment, people being in a lot of credit and so on. But we do have those wonderful stories where people are able to plan ahead into the future. So we have Molefi paired with Mtebisi, who have already started working on planning for achieving his goals.
And those goals, again, part of why we brought Molefi in is that his goals are very interesting, because he now wants to buy his first home. Wants to get married. And it's going to be so interesting to see how those goals, those shorter term goals, affect his longer term financial plan. Because I think it's when you start accumulating assets like homes and starting families that the actual real financial pressure starts.
Yes. And that's the beauty of the story, Maya, is that if you start early, and I see you mentioned a lot of short and medium term planning. So the beauty here is that he's got ample time to save for retirement, to look into his estate planning. And the financial advisor is going to do exactly that to be able to help Molefi to plan ahead, which is exactly where you actually get your financial freedom.
Absolutely. I think everyone is going to wish that they had done that earlier than later, because that brings us to our fourth candidate, Johan, and he's our retirement story. He and his wife are retiring in the next 5 to 6 years, and they desperately need to get their finances in order.
Yes. And unfortunately, Maya, that is not a good story, but we at APSA decided to include this story to show that we are open to all types of solution. In his case, for example, we're going to be looking at a debt review, and we've paired him with Takalani Badugela, who are going to go through the whole process, working closely with an APSA debt counselor, and see if we can also look at retirement planning for him as well. But I mean, if you look at Molefi, where he's starting quite early with him, and he's got a very short period to be able to try and close off all that debt and still be able to plan for retirement.
Exactly. I mean, he's kind of got 6 years, you know, to do all of this. And, and I think, Sarah, it's interesting. Maybe we should give our followers a little bit of insight that this was a tough decision for us, whether or not to take Johan, because when ABSA looked, the ABSA credit team looked at him, they said, we can't solve for this in 6 years. He's got too much debt. And this is the first time ever in Money Makeover that we're going to be including a debt review story. So he will actually go under legal debt review. So I think that's going to be a very interesting one for many of our followers. But then that brings us to our two final candidates, Raymond and Cello, and they are both our business stories. We've always, included entrepreneurs, as you know, as part of our Money Makeover story. But Cello's story is a little bit different, I think, from ones we've had in the past, because he's specifically looking for funding from the IDC to manufacture eco-friendly straws. But his goal in the next 6 months is to find the funds and to manufacture his first prototype.
Yes, Maya, Cello is a great example of business opportunity in South Africa. Here, we're going to pull in a small, medium enterprise team at APSA that will work very closely with his financial advisor, Philenda Chivenga.
I think that's a story I'm also very interested to see unfold. And then Raymond is our other entrepreneur, but he's, again, very different from Cello. So Cello's working, he's earning a good salary, and this is a side business venture for him. Raymond has a startup restaurant in a township and is a subsistence farmer, and he literally needs his business to be able to feed him and his family.
Yeah. Raymond is an unfortunate reality in South Africa. He's in his early 30s and has never been employed. And this is really, he's smart. He can articulate himself, and there's a lot of job opportunities there. But unfortunately, with the high unemployment rate, he's unable to get a job. So he needs to make his own income. So we're going to pair him with Jacqueline De Villiers, who actually they've already started working closely with him. Here again, Maya, we're going to pull our small, medium enterprise team to help him achieve his business goals. And also look at if we're able to help him with business skills that he require to achieve his improve on his business.
Fantastic. So, Sarah, those are our six candidates. I think very interesting and relatable stories. And we have, I think, a great journey ahead for the 2023 Money Makeover Challenge.
Yes, we are looking forward to seeing how these individuals are going to turn out in terms of their finances as well. And the families, Maya, because always beautiful stories come out of this where family is involved and it doesn't only impact the individual. I remember last year's story where one of the candidates said, I used to sit down with my husband and my children where we discussed the budget. So it's those beautiful stories, Maya, we're looking forward to hearing this
Absolutely.
year.
Absolutely, Sarah. And yeah, so excited. And everyone who's listening and watching, please follow the journey because I think it'll give you the inspiration to turn your own finances around.